Hello and welcome back to the News Brief. In today's edition, OpenAI announces GPT-4, Apple Music Classical is on its way, and Meta gives up on NFTs. OpenAI has released the latest version of the brains behind ChatGPT, GPT-4, which can respond to images and process up to 25,000 words. Millions of people have already made use of ChatGPT for various tasks, such as writing copy, answering questions, and creating code. GPT-4 has advanced reasoning skills, but still has the possibility of showing disinformation or making errors. It will initially be available to ChatGPT Plus subscribers and is already being utilized by Microsoft's Bing search engine. OpenAI has also partnered with language learning app Duolingo to create new AI chatbots. Despite its advanced capabilities, there are concerns about GPT-4's potential to replace human jobs. OpenAI has addressed this by spending 6 months on safety features and training the model on human feedback. However, it is still possible for GPT-4 to make reasoning errors or hallucinate and invent facts. In a live demo, GPT-4 answered a complicated tax query, however, there was no way to verify its accuracy. As with its predecessors, GPT-4 is not fully reliable and users should exercise caution when relying on its responses. Apple has quietly announced its new offering, the Apple Music Classical app. This app is set to provide its users with a comprehensive collection of classical music, including over 5 million tracks and thousands of exclusive albums and a host of other features that are sure to enhance the overall listening experience for the classical music enthusiast. The new app is expected to be available later this month, and current Apple Music subscribers will have access to it at no additional cost. Apple's decision to include the Apple Music Classical application as part of their existing music subscription service is sure to delight fans of classical music, who will no longer have to bear the burden of additional costs to access this new collection. The company has also revealed that the app will be available on March 28th, which gives subscribers plenty of time to prepare themselves to explore and enjoy the vast collection of classical music that this application has to offer. Users can expect to find everything from the greatest works of Beethoven to Mozart, Chopin and more all in one place, making it easier than ever before to enjoy their favourite classical music pieces. Lastly, according to a Twitter thread by Meta's commerce and fintech lead, Stéphane Kasriel, the company is scaling back its involvement with NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, on Facebook and Instagram. Meta will discontinue its experimentation with creating and vending NFTs on Instagram, as well as the capability to distribute NFTs on both platforms in the upcoming weeks. Rather than pursuing NFTs, Meta is concentrating on expanding its impact on a larger scale, in areas such as improving Meta Pay and enhancing messaging and monetization on Reels. That's all for today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen. This podcast is a Bloomhive Studios original production. Find out more at bloomhive.co.uk/studios.